A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 8th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the news coming out of the United Kingdom, where the official Voice of America news website VOA News reports that Queen Elizabeth II has died. Earlier on, Reuters reported that family members of Britain's Queen Elizabeth rushed to her side today after Buckingham Palace announced her doctors were concerned about her health. The Queen was 96 years old. Earlier this year, she celebrated her 70th year on the throne. Let's hear more from a report by Matthew La Rotonda of Reuters done before the announcement of her death.
Family members of Britain's Queen Elizabeth rushed to be by her side on Thursday after Buckingham Palace announced that her doctors were concerned about her health. They recommended she remain under medical supervision at Balmoral Castle, her official residence in Scotland, where earlier this week she was pictured with the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Truss and other politicians, some informed of the news at Westminster, have expressed deep concern over her health. Prince William, seen here escorting his wife Kate and their children on their first day of school near their home in Windsor on Wednesday, was among those from her immediate family who left for Scotland. The Queen is 96 years old, and the palace says she's comfortable in Balmoral, although on Wednesday she canceled a virtual meeting with senior ministers after doctors advised her to rest. A palace source played down speculation that the Queen had suffered a fall. Last October, she spent a night in hospital and has been forced to cut back on public engagements since then. Earlier this year, she celebrated her 70th year on the throne.
Earlier this week, the Queen was pictured with the new UK Prime Minister Liz Truss and other politicians at her Balmoral Palace.
Changeover day in Britain, a country rarely short on ceremony and tradition. Outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson met Queen Elizabeth II Tuesday to offer his resignation at her Scotland residence. The 96-year-old monarch is unable to travel to London because of health problems. Just a few hours later, Liz Truss made the same journey and was asked by the Queen to form a new government. She is the 15th Prime Minister to be appointed by Elizabeth. Truss flew back to London and gave a televised address.
We now face severe global headwinds caused by Russia's appalling war in Ukraine and the aftermath of COVID. United with our allies, we will stand up for freedom and democracy around the world.
Any political honeymoon will likely be short-lived.
90% of her time is going to have to be dealing with the here and now on the domestic agenda, with an economy in crisis, strikes, health service, huge energy bills, potential for social unrest.
Despite a promise to cut taxes, it's reported that Truss will spend up to $150 billion on freezing energy bills. She has pledged to boost defence spending to 3% of GDP, estimated to cost $180 billion. Meanwhile, she has pledged to continue giving military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
In Ukraine, we know her well. She was always on the enlightened side of European politics. I believe that together we will be able to do much more for the protection of our nations and to ensure the failure of Russia's destructive efforts.
As a government minister, Truss took a hawkish stance on China.
So China will be recognised under her premiership, she's indicated, as a threat to the UK.
Truss has also pledged to tear up a key Brexit agreement that Johnson signed with the European Union over Northern Ireland.
The worst case scenario is a full-blooded trade war between, can you imagine, between the 27 European nations and Britain. In every respect, that will be a disaster. It will add fuel onto the fire of an already pretty terrible UK economy.
President Biden congratulated Truss on Twitter, saying he looked forward to deepening the special relationship with Britain.
But the Americans, and particularly the Biden administration, are incredibly wary of having to choose between the Brits and the European Union. They regard it as a false choice.
Analysts say rarely has a new prime minister faced so many headwinds on taking office. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu tiri kutarisa zviri kubva kuBritain uko mambokadzi Queen Elizabeth II vanonzi vashaya. Tiri kubva kutambira nhau idzi uyezve website yedu yeVOA News yataura kuti izvi ndizvo zvaitika. And now for perspective, we're joined by Skype, via Skype, by Manyara Irene Munyenziwa, the president of Foraz, currently in the United Kingdom. Good evening and welcome to our live talk.
Good evening, Studio 7, and thank you for having me.
Yes, sir, today you will come in a different capacity. We would like to just hear from you what you're seeing happening on the ground regarding Queen Elizabeth II.
It has just been a short notice today, being told that I think her health is quite deteriorating, so nobody was expecting that, looking at how she had just met with the current leader, Elizabeth Truss. So this is something that was unexpected. And then from there, everybody was just waiting to hear, positive news, but everybody was a little bit disconcerted in that the call of the whole family to gather together and without her being taken to hospital was something that was worrying everyone. So everybody was just waiting to hear that, hoping to hear, positive news. And obviously, that wasn't to be. I can say we just had the news about half an hour ago to say that, she's passed on.
Imomo muBritain zviri kufamba sei, vanhu vaudzwa sei kuti mambokadzi Elizabeth vawanikwa vachishaya?
Zvinhu zvekuti vachangotaurirwa panguva inei, saka munhu wese achiri panguva yekuti vari kukadzi kana kuti ndo zvataitika here. Ndauchiona kusangana kwavakaita nemambokadzi angopinda muchigaro panguva ino Elizabeth Truss, vaitaridzika kufara, vaitaridzika kunge munhu ane utano hwakakwana. Saka zvinhu zviri kukadzika vanhu kuti munhu wavakaona mazuva maira apfuura aya achitaridzika kunge ari kufara and achitaridzika kunge ari kutora ushando hwake semazuva ese mafambiro azvinoita, havana kunge vachifungidzira kuti ndo umbo hwatichanzwa ihwohwo kuti ndozvazvataita and pasina nguva upenyu hwavo hwapera.
Zvamira zvakadai, chii chinozoitika kana vachinge vashaya munyika umu?
Uchitarisa uri kuona kuti vanotevedzera ivo utungamiri hweumambo hwemunyika muno meEngland vanga vakaunganidzwa. Takaona isu Prince William nemhuri yake vachimuvha kubva kuimba kwavaigara vachienda miimba iri mudyo neya Queen. Saka zvazviri zvekuti zviri kutoratidza izvozvo kuti apapa toonekwa kuti utano hwa hauna kunge hwakamira mushe and iko kuchinja kwoumambo ikoko kuchibva pamambokadzi Elizabeth achipira kuvazukuru vake oro even vachipira kune anoteera iyo Prince Charles, hakuna anga achaziva kuti zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvichifamba sei. Asi uchiona kudeedzwa kwemhuri dzichiungana vachichinja pavanogara vachienda kunogara mudyo maQueen Elizabeth, zvakanga zvatoratidza kare kuti umambo ihwohwo hwakange hwaakutochinja uchitevera iko kusaratidzika kwehutano hwakanaka kwaQueen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you can go into English and just tell us what were the telltale signs and what happens now after the death of Queen Elizabeth II?
What you find is she was supposed to hold a meeting with the Privy Council, and that did not happen. Usually, following the if you look at the coming into a leadership of Elizabeth Truss, you normally find, I think the Queen normally, you know, goes and normally she holds it at you know, Buckingham Palace, but this time, you know, she changed it and she decided to host you know, Elizabeth Truss coming into power at Balmoral Palace, that is in Scotland. So with that, you could see that things were starting to change. I think the health did not allow her to present herself, you know, perhaps, you know, in the normal way that she normally wants to present herself. So with that, we did see the announcement whilst, you know, Parliament was in action. Normally when that happens, you just see that, you know, you're going to receive, you know, terrible news, because they had to interject, you know, Parliament whilst it was in session, so that, you know, this announcement, you know, can be made that her health has deteriorated and that, you know, her family are with her at this particular point in time.
Pane vamwe vangada kuziva kuti ukama hweZimbabwe neiyo Britain wakatanga rini, nekuti vamwe vari kuti sei muri kungoramba muri kutaura nezva Queen Elizabeth, asi pane ukama apa wakabvira kare.
Ukama uyu muchitarisa nyika yedu yeZimbabwe, iyi nyika yekuti yanga yakakolonizwa neBritain kwenguva yakareba chaizvo. Saka mukukolonize naikoko, you'd find that it became a relationship that went over the years, looking at how we achieved our independence, you know, looking at how the British Parliament relinquished its power over Zimbabwe. So our history goes way back, you know, before independence as well as, you know, after independence. So you find that, you know, there has been a good relationship before, and then there has been a relationship, you know, that was quite not so, you know, forthcoming in terms of, you know, positivity in regards to so many issues that needed to be looked into in terms of, you know, land sharing in Zimbabwe. But with that, you did find that our relationship did carry on, even our trade relationship did carry on, and you did see kuti we were part of the free trading area with Britain itself. So with that, our relationship goes way back in terms of, you know, how our even governance, you know, started in Zimbabwe. I think we were very much a British, you know, type of governance that was being applied in Zimbabwe. And though we moved away, I think, from prime ministerial type of leadership, going into presidential type of leadership, but you could see that our relationship was as that, in that we followed, you know, the type of, you know, hierarchical structure in terms of, you know, British politics. You know, and then we went on to change it, you know, as we grew our own, you know, path and realizing, you know, where we were in terms of, you know, the culture of Zimbabwe and where we want to take Zimbabwe in terms of, you know, our leadership, you know, hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. And right now, have people started already gathering at, we normally see them going to the palace since she was in Balmoral? What will happen now?
We are just waiting to hear what is the next step. You know, all of us, you know, have got to just wait and see what's going to transpire, you know, from here. She's at home, I think, as I speak right now, or she could have been moved. I'm not sure. So it's still early days because we've just had the news just roughly about, you know, half an hour ago. So we all are waiting to hear what is the next step.
Mm-hmm. Please hold on. We have a caller coming in. And also we were trying to get hold of Mrs. Barbara Tanyanyiwa for the Ndebele, so we will keep trying her. But let's try and see if our caller is on the line. Hello, caller. Hello. Caller, Murkutin's Waire. Kola, murukuti nzwe, retaurai tini nzwe. kola vachimbo oyedza kuti vanzwe kuti zviri kufamba sere gaiti tarise zviri kubva pama Facebook pages edu tukona pana Douglas Tony ari kuti rest in peace queen Zezuru Samtoko hanzi you predicted well done tapfuma mpofu hanzi munotigonera munofumura zvakavanzika ndokutaura kuri kuita mukoma vari panapa but tinotenda vese vari pachirongwa chedu uye kune avo vatumira nhamba dzavo kuti tiwanikwe tichikufonerai pavoa shona taedza kuti tikubatei kuti mupinde muchirongwa mutaurowo pfungwa dzenyu tichange zvakare tichienda kune rimwe peji redu voa ndevele tione kuti pane vamwewo here vanyora zvavari kunyora pachirongwa chanhasi kana muine zvamuri kuda kutaura pamusoro pekushayika kwamambokadzi queen elizabeth II endai mberi muchitaura hallo kola muripo here apo I think there is a technical fault. He's there, but we can't hear him. There is some kind of technical fault. Let's go ahead and continue reading what we're seeing coming out on social media. And Lydia Nyambami Nyarambi, rest in peace, Queen. Now let's just take a short break. Don't go away. We will be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we are also live on YouTube and VOA Zimbabwe. But we are continuing with our conversation. I understand we have a caller on the line. Let me go to them. Hello. Hello. How are you?
Are you referring to me, ma'am?
Yes. Dr. Mabasa, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. If you can just give us a take. Today you're coming not as a political analyst, but just a Zimbabwean based in Britain. If you can give us a look, give us an insight into what you're seeing happening on the ground right now.
Thank you. Right now on the ground, people are still shocked with the news, which is actually coming through now. And some few people, multitudes have gathered at the palace in London, and some are gathered in Scotland where the Queen had died. It has been a very hectic week for England, where they've got, at the same time, the new Prime Minister, mm-hmm. and then the new King, and the death of the Queen, and the resignation of another prime minister. The people are actually amazed at the strength of the Queen, that 2 days ago she was at work, swearing in a prime minister and receiving a resignation of another. And 24 hours later, she's dead. So that is actually very significant and quite touching to the people, because it's somebody who was on the screen, on television, the whole 2 days when she's receiving the new Prime Minister Liz Truss, and then immediately after that, you are told the Queen, who was happy yesterday and was asked to rest last evening by the doctors, and this afternoon is no more. So such is the way of life. But yes, it is a sad day for England. It is a sad day for the Commonwealth. It is a sad day for the world friends and enemies at all. She has been a unifier not only of her people, but a unifier of the world and of the people in the Commonwealth. It is a sad day for England, indeed.
Mombotipa ne muchirudzi chamai musati maenda zvenyu kuti Dr. Mavaza ndimi muri imomo muBritain zvakamira sei pamusoro penhau dzatiri kubva kutambira kuti mambokadzi Queen Elizabeth II vashaya?
Ingori bata vabata vazhinji vakaungana kudzimba mbiri emizinda miiri inogara mambokadzi. Vamwe vakaungana muno muLondon, vamwe vari kuScotland kuno iko kwafira mambokadzi. Zvichinonyanya kusuwisa ndechekuti mambokadzi mazuva mairi apfuura vanga vatori pabasa vachitambira mutungamiriri wehurumende mutsva Elizabeth Truss, nekutambirawo kusiya basa kwemutungamiriri aibva mutungamiriri wehurumende Boris Johnson. Mazuva iwayo achingopfuura nezuro vanga vari pamaTV vachiratidzwa vachinyemwerera vachifarira kuti tava nemumwe mutungamiriri wehurumende wechikadzi mutsva. Kwangopfuura maawa anokwana matatu takangonzwa shoko rekuti machiremba ari kuti dai vambozorora vagara pasi vapiwe vawane mukana yekuzorora vari kumba. Masikati ano azongosvika shoko rerufu. Saka zvinova zvinosuwisa nekuti vanhu vanga vakatotarisira vanga vari kuziva kuti mambokadzi vari kurwara, asi nyaya yekuti vamboonekwa vakasimba vari kusekerera sedova havachisipo zvinosuwisa. Nyika dzese, kwete kungoti vana vemuno muBritain chete, asi nyika dzakasiyana siyana dzeCommonwealth vese vari pamwe chete. Atingo vanhu vazhinji vari kutumira mashoko avo ekubata maoko nekuti zvinosuwisa. Zvichangobva mukuitika zvichiri kungofamba, vamwe vazhinji vari kutongoshamisika zvaitika zvekuti pamanhepfenyuro ese enyika ino ambodzimwa vakatanga kuridza kana kuimba yatingati national anthem yemuno munyika yanga iri kuimbwa mashoko ekupedzisira ekuti God Save the Queen. Prime Minister Liz Truss vapawo mashoko avo ekunyaradzana nevara veBritain vakazodaidzirawo kekutanga kuti God Save the King. Saka iko zvinotava namambo mambo Charles vanopiwa mazuva anokwana kuita matatu ekuti vasarudze zita rava rida kuzozivikanwa naro kuti vacharamba vachinzi mambo Charles here kana kuti vanenge vane rimwe zita ravachapiwa nevanoongorora vekudzimba huru vekumuzinda wemadzimambo emuno munyika.
Aiwa, manyatsoti dedemurira kuti zvakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Batai makadaro, regai timbotora kola wedu vari palaini. Halo kola.
Makadii zvenyu?
Tiri wadii, tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi?
Nafumuwo Mazara, ndiri kusouth Africa but ndinogara ndobva kuZimbabwe kuwedza.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Muri kunzwa nhau dzatichangobva kutambira dzekushayikwa kwamambokadzi Queen Elizabeth II. Taurayewo tinzwe.
Aiwa, tinoti Queen Elizabeth ngaudzorezvawo murugare. Tinotenda hedu nerudo rwavakaita ringe menyika yedu kubva mukusunungurwa kwatakaitwa mutakwa navo. Rudo rwavakaramba vachitipa nanhasi tinoti ukama ngaurambe huripo pakati peBritain neZimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo mukoma Love More Mazarura, kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Mazita enyu.
Dr. Mavaza, if you're still there, before we go to our next caller, you mentioned something very important, that what happens now that the Queen has died? Who takes over?
Already it has been announced that Prince Charles is now the king. But he will have up to 3 days to decide whether he wants to maintain the name Charles, so he will be King Charles, or he will have to adopt a new name. But that is his decision. So for now, he is now the king. And Princess Camilla, she has become now the queen, so she will be referred to as Queen Camilla and King Charles. So in the meantime, we only know if the king is going to keep his name as Charles or is going to change it. But for now, it's no longer the Prince of Wales is now King Charles,
mm-hmm.
not the King of Wales, because he's now the king of the whole United Kingdom. So he's no longer King of Wales. He's now the King of England and Britain, and he's now the King of the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much there, Dr. Mavaza. Today he was taking a different hat. He was wearing just the hat of being a Zimbabwean, not talking along party lines. Thank you very much. And would like to also welcome those that are on all our three Facebook platforms, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We can see that you are live streaming right here with us. Let me just read a few messages. Yada Nyamsungo is saying, rest in peace, Queen. And there are a lot of people that are putting in some messages, and I'll also switch over and go over to VOA Ndebele to just see what messages we have coming out of there. We are waiting for our Ndebele guest, but so far we haven't had any luck. I'm not sure if we still have our Skype guest so that we can just continue with her while we're waiting for our callers to come into the program. And hello, tomboende ramberine chirongwa chedu chiti tanga tiri kunzwa Dr. Mavaza vanga vari kutaura ivo zvichange zviri kuitika. Vanhu vanotambira sei? Fanike tichinyanyo tarisa vanga vari kumbonzi Prince Charles, munhu anozikanwa zvikuru kuZimbabwe. Asi mungaona vachitambirwa sei?
I think if you're looking at Prince Charles, now King Charles, mm-hmm. you know, I should say, he has been there for quite some time. I think they're saying he's been the longest waiting next, you know, leader in terms of royal, you know, lineage.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, he's somebody that we know. He's somebody who has been there for quite some time. He's somebody that we knew that... I think if you're looking at the lineage, that makes sense, you know, that, you know, he takes over, whether it makes sense for everybody or not, but that is the lineage. I think that has got to be followed. If you're looking at the hierarchy of how the leadership, you know, should be passed on. So this is something that we expected to see, and I'm sure this is what has been announced, you know, that we now have Prince Charles as King Charles.
Yes, very interesting there. Tinoona kuti King Charles munhu watinoziva sevanhu vanobva kuZimbabwe, munhu watotoziva kuti akamboshanya kuZimbabwe. Mungaone zvichizosandura here mabati kana kuti maonero eBritain kuZimbabwe?
What you see is the British, you know, monarchy is the head of the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
So it just you just see. I think you know, Charles will take over that. King Charles, I have to say, will take over, you know, that leadership of the Commonwealth, which the Queen, you know, presided herself. So we at this particular point in time, you know, just you know. Just the sadness, you know, of it, and just receiving this news is something that is just not sinking in, I think, with everybody all across the UK. But I think we will see a continuation of that patronage, you know, of that, you know, monarchical engagement that you find that the Queen, you know, used to do. I believe that King Charles, I think, will follow the same steps, I think,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, being the leader of the Commonwealth and do exactly, I think, what the Queen Elizabeth used to do.
Thank you so much. Just to give a shout out to someone, the Ndebele page, Zanai Nyati says, may her soul rest in peace. Tabani Masuku says, may her soul rest in peace. Amanda Mandy says, may her soul rest in peace. That's from our VOA Ndebele page. And would like to thank our guests who were with us this evening for having come in at short notice to discuss about the death of Queen Elizabeth II, which was announced on VOA News today. And I would like to thank also those that are live streaming with us, and we hope that we'll meet again tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.